This week's Sedra is a double Vayakel Pekudei. Beginning of Vayakel, we have the Mitzvah Shabbos. It says in the Pasuk, Sheshes Yamim Teyaseh Malacha, V'yom HaShvi Yiyeh Lechem Kodesh Abba Shabbason Mashem, Kolosovo Malacha Yumas. 6 days work shall be done. U'bayom HaShvi'i, and in the seventh day, Yiyeh Lechem Kodesh, it will be holy for you, it's Shabbos Shabbason Mashem. So the question is asked, the lashon of Ubayom Hashvi'i Yelachem Kodesh is a little bit funny because Ubayom Hashvi'i is like in the seventh day should be Kodesh. It should say V'yom Hashvi'i. It should, the seventh day should be Kodesh. What's the Ubayom in the seventh day? So the Kedusha Salevi says the following for it. He says that on Yom Tov, there's a machlokes in the Gemara of how one should lead his life on Yom Tov. Should it be for Hashem? Should it be for himself? And there's a sheet that says chetzi lachem v'chetzi l'shem. In other words, you can have half a day for yourself and the other half for Hashem. Chetzi l'shem, chetzi lachem v'chetzi l'shem. However, says Kedushas Levi, that's legabe Yom Tov. What the pasuk here is being meramis to, is hinting to us, is that Shabbos is different. Shabbos, even the lachem, even the part that is for you, you're eating, you're drinking, even that has to be lachem. And therefore, the pasuk is read as follows: 6 days work should be done. Uvayom Hashin in the seventh day, meaning and part of the seventh day, which is yelachem. That is for you, even that, Kodesh, should also be Kodesh. The idea being that Shabbos has to be a day where we're Mekadesh everything. And you shouldn't think, just because there's a concept of owning Shabbos, that of enjoying oneself on Shabbos, that that's the Iker. But rather, a person has to take even these physical things, these, so to speak, mundane physical acts of eating and drinking on Shabbos, and even that has to be turned into Lashem, has to be turned into a Kedushadik experience, Ruchnias. The Maitse with Rav Yehuda Mistartin, his father was Nifter, and he was supposed to be taking over as the Rebbe of his Hasidic group. And he went to Rav Yisrael Mirajin and said, asked him for advice what he should do. So the Rebbe said, what do you mean what you should do? You should take the job, become the Rebbe. So he says, how can I become a Rebbe? He says, I don't even understand the Siddur. I don't understand the Siddur. How can I become a Rebbe? So Yisrael says, what do you mean, Aaron? What don't you understand in the Siddur? He says, well, for example, it says, before we do a mitzvah, we have like a hine muchan mezumen, right? And in that, we say, liyachda shein yudhe mevavhe. That we're miyached, we bring together the yudhe with the vavhe. What does that mean? I have no clue. What is that? What is that supposed to mean? So Rabbi Yisrael said, oh, that's your problem. I'll explain it to you. He says that the letters yudhe represent physical. Why? He says the most physical things that we indulge in this world all have a yudhe in them. The classic is ish ve'isha. Right, a husband and wife. So the ish, the yud, is the husband, ish, and isha, the hey, is the woman. But he says everything we do. Achila. Achila, yud, hey. Right? Shtia, yud, hey. Shin tav, yud, hey. Right? Shena, shin, yud, nun, hey. Also, yud, hey. Right? Sicha, speech. Sin, yud, ches, hey. Yud, hey. They all have yud, hey. As opposed to mitzvah. Right? Mitzvah. Ruchnius, what is that? Vavhe. It's not a yud, it's a vavhe. So he says, that's what we're saying. That liyachta, the ideal is liyachta, to miyached, to bring together all the physical things, that's the yunhe, vavhe, with the ruchnius. Now, it makes the physical things into ruchniusic ideas. And that's the main purpose of Shabbat. There's a interesting hara that Eliyahu Lapian Zatzal sends, name of the Chafetz Chaim. He says that it shows the idea of how Shabbos is there for Ruchnias. that Shabbos is shkula keneged kol mitzvah chavis time. Just to say, Chazal tell us, right, that Shabbos is worth all the mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs are there? 613. So therefore, he says that every mitzvah that a person does on Shabbos is worth 613 mitzvahs. Okay, so he added to that, and he says, so just think for a moment. So if every mitzvah a person does on Shabbos is worth 613 times that mitzvah that you do during the weekday, because Shabbos is shkula keneged kol haTorah. So he says, let's take a mitzvah of Limud haTorah. He says, Limud haTorah is, according to the Gra, he says, every letter that you learn is a mitzvah deraisa. Every letter. Okay, not every hour that you learn, or whatever day you learn. Every letter you learn is a mitzvah deraisa. So he says, just stop and think for a minute, he says. If every letter is a mitzvah, then if I learn a page that has, I don't know, 500 letters, 1,000 letters, I don't know, on a page, so you have yourself 1,000 mitzvahs. So he said, however, imagine learning this page of Gemara or whatever on Shabbos. Right? Every letter is a mitzvah, but we just said that every mitzvah on Shabbos is worth 613 mitzvahs. So, right? So every letter that you're learning, you have 1,000 letters, 1,000 mitzvahs times 613,000. Okay? And every so he says, it multiplies unbelievable. So he says, you can imagine why this Shabbos is obviously the time to be osik in Limud haTorah. And other mitzvahs as well, but specifically Limud haTorah, because you can amass tremendous, tremendous amounts of schar. In fact, the Ben Ish Chai says it even more. He says on the Yushalmi that says, Lo nisnu Shabbatos l'Yisrael ela lasok behem b'Torah. He goes, the Yushalmi says that the Shabbos was given to Klal Yisrael so we should be osik in Torah. And says the Ben Ish Chai, that being the case, he says, Gadol hapol ha-masem eitzek ha-Torah b'yom Shabbos, the reward that a person gets for being osek on Torah Shabbos, he says, is elef ta'amim yoter min ha-masem eitzek ha-Torah shal yimei achol. It's worth 1,000 times more than what you get during the week. In other words, if the schar of limud haTorah you get during the week, on Shabbos you get 1,000 times more schar. So that's why Yushalmi said, that's what the Shabbos is for, and that's for Osik, it's to be Osik in Torah. There's an interesting mashal I just saw today, actually, from our Sedra, from the Magi Midubno. The Magi says, I think the mashal, there was once a businessman, that he went, left Europe or whatever, and he went to America to open a business. So he did so when he was doing really well, making nice money. But time went on, he was there for a number of years, and he really, really missed his hometown. You know, he missed all the guys and the goings-on in his little town. And he really, really missed it a lot. And there's no way, in those days, you know, he couldn't get information, and there's no telephones in this. And so really, you know, it was colishing to know what was going on there. So one day, all of a sudden, there's a knock on his door, opens the door, who does he see? An old friend from his town. They couldn't believe it. He says, hey, Moshe, what are you doing here? So he says, I came here to America to do some collecting, fundraising. You know? So he says, oh, wow, that's wonderful. I'm so happy to see you. I have no idea. I'm just calling to find out what's going on and back in the old country. You know, come in, have a drink, sit down, whatever. So he says, listen, you know, I'd love to come in, but I'm sorry, I can't. He says, what do you mean you have to? I'm dying to find out all the, you know, news. She said, listen, I'd like to help you, but, you know, I'm here for a purpose. I have a few days here only. I'm collecting money, and I can't go and, you know, sit and schmooze with you. You know, time is money. So he says, listen, Moshe, tell me, how much money do you think you make a day fundraising? So he said, I don't know, $1,000. He says, I'll tell you what. I'll give you $1,000. You come in and you tell me all the news we have, what's going on. You're not going to lose any money. I'm paying you your day's wages, your $1,000. Says, oh, if that's the case, fine, no problem. So he goes in, he sits down, gives him something to eat and drink, they're schmoozing about this, about that, finding out what's going on, he's enjoying every minute of it. All of a sudden, a couple hours later, his guest gets up, says, well, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm tired, you know, I'm schmoozing with you for 2 hours, telling everything's been happening, and I'm just exhausted, I want to, you know, take a nap. Says, no, nothing doing, no nap. He says, why not? He says, listen, right? I'm paying you, okay, I paid you $1,000 to tell me all about what's going on, right? You want to, tomorrow,
take naps or whatever on your cheshbon, that's fine. You know, you can nap as much as you want tomorrow. But when I'm paying you, you know, you got to sit here and then talk until I say that's enough. Right? I'm paying you. Your own time, you can do what you want. So too says the Magen Mizuvno. Right? The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a Shabbos. Says why did Kodesh Baruch Hu give a Shabbos? If he saw Yerushalmi, he was given for Torah. He's given to learn Torah, etc. Ruchnius, right? And what do people do? Instead of they waste their time in eating, drinking, sleeping, whatever. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, nothing doing. Right? Sheshes Yamim Teyaseh Melacha, it says in this week's Sedra, at the beginning we quoted before. 6 days of work, that's your cheshbon. You want to work, you want to make money, fine. In those days, when it's for you, you can do what you want. You want, instead of, you learn all, you want to work all day, you want to, you nap some of the time, because it's a hide, it's on your cheshbon. But, B'yom HaShvi'i Yelechem Kodesh, Shabbat Shabbaton Lashem. Shabbat is for me, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's my day. That's not your cheshbon, that's my cheshbon. On my day, you have to do what I'm telling you to do. I want you to learn Torah. You're changing the main test, and like, 6 days, that's your cheshbon. You want to nap as much as you want, eat as much as you want. But on Shabbos, it's for me, and therefore, I want you to be osik in Torah. So that's all very nice. However, it's a Shulchan Aruch, which seems to be salted this a little bit, contradicts this somewhat. Why? This is what Ramah says in Simon Shin Zayin, see follows. He says, B'nei Adam, Shesipur Shmuos V'divrei Chidushim, Hu Oneg Lehem, Mutar L'Safra M'Shabbos K'mo B'chol. He says, people, even though you're not supposed to talk on Shabbos worldly things, supposed to, again, be involved in Ruchnias, and everything has to be Torah, and etc. However, it says Ramah, but people that enjoy talking about the news or whatever, things like that, if it's Oneg for them, they're allowed to speak about these things on Shabbos like they do in Chol. Even though it says your Dibur on Shabbos should not be like the Dibur on Chol, but if that's what gives the guy pleasure to schmooze about these things, so that's okay. However, as a side, so it's important to see what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says, Siv Katan Daled, though, he says you have to be careful, though, not to get carried away, even if you do, so to speak, enjoy these things. Because he says that even things which are really a real oneg, like Echila and Shtiyah, whatever, he says that you shouldn't get carried away with them. Ki nitan Shabbos ikaro ledivrei Torah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Because once again, because Shabbos was really given for ikar v'divrei Torah, and therefore you shouldn't get carried away with eating and drinking, and also not in schmoozing, right? Because the ikar was given for Torah. In fact, the once they asked the Gra, says how come he doesn't sleep a lot on Shabbos? Right? They said, look, it says Shabbos is Rosh Tevis, Shena B'Shabbos, Tanuk. Right? The sleep on Shabbos is Oneg. So how come you don't sleep a lot? So he answered very simply. He says, that's exactly why. What's Oneg? Oneg is pleasure. He says, pleasurable things, right, you don't indulge in. For example, you eat your meal. Then what comes after the meal? Dessert. Right? You know, what you eat more of, your meal or dessert? Your meal, because that's the main thing. Dessert, you have a little taste of it, you have a little piece of cake, right? Don't indulge in the dessert. Dessert's just a topping. So too, anything which is an oneg, it's just a good dessert. And dafka, because Shana, which I was the tanuk, it's oneg, so oneg, you just have a little bit of. So others want to say, agav, that no, you're reading it wrong, right? It's not Shena B'Shabbos Tanu, as in sleep on Shabbos Tanu. That Shena also can mean to learn. Milashon Lishvashinan Tam Levanecha. Right? So it means Shena as in learning. Learning B'Shabbos Tanu. Right? And some people, they pick up a sefer on Shabbos and fall asleep learning, and they're Yotzei Boshitas. Reminds me of a story. There was once a Mishpacha. They had a Filipino, this woman I was working, Goya I was working for. And one day she says, you know, I'd like to go back home to my home, you know, town and visit my husband, my family, whatever. So it was okay, they understood, you know. So she packed her bags. And the balabai so turns to his wife and says, listen, I don't know, I'm a little bit suspicious, you know, packing up, going to home. I'm afraid maybe she's, you know, stealing something from us. So maybe we should check her bags before she leaves. So the wife says, okay, I hear, you know, it's a little bit unpleasant, but I hear what you're saying. So sure enough, he goes up to the girl, woman before she's about to leave, and says, listen, with all due respect, you know, I feel terrible saying this and asking you this, but we'd like to go through your bags, your suitcases, to make sure, you know, you didn't take anything, you know. So, you know, it's another choice. So they go through the bags and this and that. They didn't find anything until they got to the bottom of the suitcase. They got to the suitcase, what did they find? Maseches Shabbos. So they couldn't believe it. They turned to her and says, what's going on over here? Mele our silver candlesticks, our money, our credit card, whatever. But Maseches Shabbos, like, well, what do you have to do with Maseches Shabbos? So the Goya said, well, listen, you know, back at home, you know, I left my husband back, and my husband has a trouble always falling asleep. It's insomnia, a difficult time falling asleep. And all I know one thing, every time I see the Balabai here, open him a Maseches Shabbos, he falls asleep. So I figured, oh, you know, great. Take it back to my husband. And anyways, back to the question at hand. So why are we allowed to indulge in these physical things? If Shabbat is a day of Ruchnias, we said even the part for Lachem has to be Lashem. So the Magid Mezrich gave the following mashal. It says there was once a king, and he had a birthday. Now on his birthday, he was, you know, feeling good, and he said he invited the townspeople. They can come, line up, and request something from him, and whatever he could do, he'll give them whatever, you know, what they ask for, if he can possibly do so. So this wanted money, this wanted a position, wanted a job, etc. He whatever he could, he gave. Finally, this one fellow comes, and he's full of boils, shechin all over his body, his boils, and very, you know, itchy or whatever. And he comes up to the king, and the king says, yeah, what can I do for you? So he says, well, you know, I have these boils all over me, it's very uncomfortable, very itchy, and I want you, the king, if possible, to set up for me a nice mud bath, nice cold mud bath, where I can, you know, soak in the mud, and, you know, it makes me feel good, takes away the itch, you know. So the king's advisor turns to him and says, is this guy crazy, or what's the story? What kind of a fool is he, right? He can ask for anything. Surely he should ask for a doctor to cure his boils, right? Not ask for a mud bath. So the king said to him, listen, you're right. Really, you know, he could ask for a doctor. I could have, you know, gotten the best doctor around and cured him. Well, the Maisa, he enjoys mud, so give him mud. That's what he enjoys. So let him have what he enjoys. Fine. So too, says the Magen Medrash, to understand this Shulchan Aruch, so too, same thing. I'm giving Shabbos for learning. And like we said, right, how much schar is involved, right, so according to Ben Yishchai, as you can 1,000 times, you know, schar for everything learned on Shabbos and during the week, etc., and every word, as we said before. Agav, one of the Chassidus, I think it was the Kotzker Rebbe, once said that he doesn't understand why there isn't a mitzvah to sleep on Erev Shabbos. There should be a mitzvah to sleep on Erev Shabbos. Why? He said, just like we find these Arab Yom Tov, you know, preparation things like on Yom Kippur, that you should eat on Arab Yom Kippur so you can fast better on Yom Kippur, right, and etc. So too, there should be a mitzvah to sleep on Arab Shabbos. You can be awake on Shabbos and learn, right? Since you can mask so many mitzvahs, that's what Shabbos is given for. It should be a mitzvah. You should be rested up for Shabbos. Anyway, so that's what a person should be osek in. What does a person want? Eating, drinking, this. He says, so what does the Shulchan Aruch say? But that will give him pleasure. Give them pleasure. It's like this guy in the muscle. Hey, you should get out for a doctor. What does he like? The mud bath. Says the king, you want the mud bath? Take the mud. That's what gives you pleasure. Take the pleasure. It's just ridiculous. But that's what gives you pleasure. Well, fine, you want the mud. Same thing Hashem says to us. You know, you enjoy speaking about this and about that at the table, not about Torah. As you enjoy that, okay, that's what turns you on. Okay, fine, you know, that's only for you. You want the mud, take the mud. It's ridiculous. Why would you take the mud if you can have the doctor? Like, to conclude, the very stark lesson of the Shlach Kaddish brought in Yalkut Me'am Loes in Parshas Kisisa on the V'shamu B'nei Yisrael Shabbos, where we say at the end of the Psukim over there, Shabbat v'nafash. And v'nafash, chazal darshanel, v'yav d'nafash. That it's a remez to these neshama yaseira, which leaves the person on Motzei Shabbos, and it's like, oy vay, like, v'yav d'nafash, we lost the neshama yaseira. So the Shlach Kaddish says the following. there's another idea in this word, is to tell us the following. He says, there are those people, he says, when this translating, he says, there are those people that waste their Shabbos with eating and drinking and going on tiulim, and they think that the Shabbos and Neshama Yisrael was given for that purpose, for physical pleasure. You know, Shabbos there to eat and drink, have a good time. They don't understand that they're making a big mistake. He says that the nefesh gets absolutely no pleasure from food and drink, or any other physical tannu, he says. The only thing the nefesh enjoys is Torah bilvad, only Torah. He says that's why the neshama there was given, in order to open up the heart to divrei Torah, that you can understand things, he says, which you couldn't in during the week. Things during the week that you couldn't understand, this Tosfos couldn't understand this Gemara. This neshama yisera is not there to eat and drink and enjoy. It's there to open up your heart so you can understand the Torah that you couldn't understand necessarily during the week. That's neshama yisera is for. He says, therefore it comes out that those people that waste away their Shabbos with eating and drinking and tiulim, they're not giving pleasure to the nefesh, he says. Rather, mitzarim osa. They're torturing their nefesh. Your nefesh doesn't enjoy physical things. The nefesh only enjoys Torah. And what are they doing? They're giving it something that it can't stand, food and drink. He says, that's the remez in the word, vayi nafash, vayi nefesh. Meaning, woe to those people that are destroying their nefesh. Why? He says, since they are involving themselves in eating and drinking to excess, they are taking their minds off limud Torah, learning Torah, he says. Nimsa comes out, shema abdim et nafsham b'moedim. They're destroying their nefesh with their own hands. Ha-neshama yaseir azuba v'yaveshav b'li tova sana. The neshama is dry and empty and being left with nothing, with no pleasure whatsoever. He says, and since the punishment of these people is so severe, because what happens? The Shami Yisrael goes to Shemayim and protests against them. Look at this verse in Itami. Right? I was in his body. I came on Shabbos. The Shami Yisrael had to learn extra Torah. What? And he caused me tsar. Right? By giving me all these physical things. I have nothing I don't enjoy. And he's torturing me. That's what this the person did to me. So therefore he says, Yishtadel Adam b'yom HaShabbos. When you eat and drink, whatever, but make sure that doesn't cause you to take your mind off the Torah. Because the Iker, Stan Yerushalmi, of the Shabbos was given for Lima the Torah. You have tremendous potential in understanding the Torah. As we mentioned before, a tremendous schar in the Torah that's learned on Shabbos. So we should take this to heart and use our Shabbos properly. Have our eating and drinking, but keeping in mind, the Shlash is not to take our mind off the Torah. And, Mirtz Hashem, if we, put our efforts in making a Shabbos a real Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu should crown our efforts with our supreme and ultimate desire of the coming of Mashiach Tikkenu, Bimehru Yimei.